and Stephen Fontaine programs with Ewing Tong MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of the disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
Why don't we kind of tell our audience what our show is about?
Okay, our main message is a good news that all the chronic disorders, hypertension, chronic pain, migraine, asthma, allergy, can be all cured. That means that you can get certain number of treatment, and after we reverse the underlying cause, you will not need any treatment, not any drugs, not any supplements, you will be symptom free. And the cure takes two parts. We do the part to reverse the disease, and then we teach you the underlying root causes you do in life that cause the problem. And so the part of the doctor as well as the part of the patient.
Right.
The conventional way that you use drugs or any kind of supplements, even natural supplement that you have to take forever, is a symptomatic approach. 99.9% of the people out there, including natural doctors, talk about symptoms, high blood pressure, diabetes. You don't talk about it. The main cause is in the mind. And it's hopefully in our show that I show you that we are emotional, living vibrations, that we call our spirit and mind. And then you occupy the entire universe and energize this physical body. Is how to manipulate this energy to be in balance with the physical body and also in balance with what's surrounding us. That is what makes us prosper and healthy. And hopefully today we have a caller. She's working. We did some feng shui for her, and you can see what a great change we did for her just by manipulating different energies around her, like putting fountains, changing colors, moving furniture and so forth. That can change her life, and romantically, financially, and everything. But let's, she's not calling you yet, so let's get on our first guest, Jeff, and let's listen to his story.
Okay,
first.
Let's get Jeff on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
welcome
Jeff.
To our show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good.
Very good. Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do before we get started?
Well, I'm from the Yellow Valley, Lancaster, Palmdale area, about 8 miles north of Los Angeles. And I heard Dr. Tong's radio program probably about 2.5 months ago.
Okay. What is it that you do?
What do I do? I'm a real estate agent, plus I really have a family business. I go in the grocery business.
Okay.
Oh.
So a lot of bending, a lot of lifting, a lot of kneeling down and things like that.
Yes.
Okay. So you heard the show 2.5 months ago.
2.5 months ago, I was scheduled for surgery for my right knee. prior to that, a week prior to hearing Dr. Tom's radio program.
Okay.
I tore a meniscus. I went and had an MRI done.
Mm-hmm.
My right knee. Went and saw an orthopedic surgeon. Orthopedic surgeon said you have two options. You can have surgery and live a better life, or basically have it drained and fixed every couple months and be in pain.
Hmm.
He scheduled me for surgery. I heard Dr. Tom's radio program. I placed a call to him. He returned our call on a Saturday at my place of business.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to my wife and myself and gave me my symptoms. He said, make an appointment. Came down to see him. And I've had my third visit as of last Friday to Dr. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I have no pain.
No pain.
No pain. No pain.
What about the swelling?
No, there's no swelling. Mm-hmm. There's no swelling. I can last week when I saw Dr. Tong, I said, you know, I'm a little bit skeptical. I'm afraid to go try to do anything. He kind of laughed at me. He says, I want you to go run. I want you to go and try that. And I said, you know, being an old athlete, I was kind of concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, I was gingerly trying it. And after last week, I began to jog on it. I can kneel down. I could squat down in the catcher position, which I could not even attempt to do before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a shoulder ailment. When I logged with him, I have no pain in my rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all injuries due to playing sports in my younger day, and my knee prior to that had to have it drained 3 times in a row.
Yes. So draining your knee is only like symptomatic treatment. You have a wall that's leaking and then it's bulging out. Okay, you can poke a hole through it. You drain it. Okay, drain it for a while and then you drain it again. It's the same thing that they do to little kids with middle ear infection. You put a surgery tube in the middle ear membrane, eardrums, and you drain it, but you never treat the source of the accumulating fluid. So you're not treating the underlying cause of the problem. Let me ask you, what did they see in the MRI?
What they saw, they said I had an interior tear.
Yes.
On the meniscus, or on the inside of the knee of the meniscus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I asked my orthopedic surgeon at that point in time, I said, well, does it heal? He says, the only way it heals is to cut it out. And he goes, this part of the knee does not heal itself.
Okay, that's a big fallacy. When I call you back on the Saturday, I use this example. Larry Collin is a former tennis champion, Wimbledon. He won international title, even against opponent that defeated Arthur Ashe. So he's a very, very good tennis player. And a couple of years ago, he got some knee problem and got swollen for a year or so, couldn't play tennis, limp around all the time. And the knee was swollen. They drained it 4 or 5 times and shot it with cortisone 3 or 4 times, but it was still painful.
Mm-hmm.
So the option was to have knee surgery and no more tennis, because the MRI showed that he had no cartilage on most part of the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, he came to me, within 2 weeks, I put him back on the tennis court. In the last 2 years, he had no problem at all with the knee. He had played semi-professional, actually, against former champions. He had so far won 2 championships. So the lack of cartilage, the meniscus tear that they saw, and the degeneration are not the cause of the pain.
Right.
That's why when he came to me, there was no test done. No test. Absolutely no test. Because I saw what was the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of the pain, the cause of the fluid accumulation and swelling, and the cause of the tear is all had to do with the mind-body connection, with circulation, and with this energy we call qi.
So what disrupts this energy, Dr. Tong?
Injury.
Trauma.
Trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most common thing is underlying stress.
Right.
Okay. That we suffer from our daily life in this busy, materialistic world. Okay. All these channels go through the open up the circulation. And the channels are the emotional channels. they are the antennas that receive your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a lot of worry, a lot of frustration and anger and sadness, okay, you weaken all this energy flow. You just like weaken the water pressure within the sprinkler system. And then you don't get enough water pressure, you don't get enough water to your plants. You don't get enough life force, you don't get enough circulation to your knees. And then a little injury will set you off. So everything that caused a problem had to do with the weakness of the person rather than the inciting agent itself.
Right. And then people are susceptible to different injuries, and they may have be some people maybe have
that's
a weaker
right.
liver, weaker stomach, and
yeah.
that's how it manifests.
The people who have a lot of stress are weaker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mind over matter all the
mm-hmm.
time. And your case also illustrated how much money you're wasting,
mm-hmm.
both in treatment and both in research.
So Jeff, you had knee problems, back problems, shoulder pain, neck pain. You also had stomach pain, high blood pressure.
Yeah, high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
As of my second treatment last week, I was telling Dr. Thomas that I was a little bit of hypertension, and it's obviously hereditary. I'm not sure. My dad had high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I had a physical done last year by a medical doctor. He says, unfortunately, Jeff, you're going to have to take a pill for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for my wife, who says she does not believe in that.
Very
good. I talked to Dr. Tong. You know, you wake up with a slight headache every morning. I hadn't had a headache in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After the second treatment. He told me at that point in time, he goes, you'll feel more peace, you'll feel more energy. I have felt that.
Mm-hmm.
At times I'll get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, get home at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, I still have energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I would probably say, before I saw Dr. Tong, I was probably 30% on my knee. I feel like I'm about 85% at this point in time.
After three treatments.
Yeah, even this morning before calling in, I have 2.5 acres up in here in the upper desert. I was running around my piece of property with no pain.
That is fantastic.
It seems to me to be working. I brought my father down yesterday.
Yes.
He had 4 back operations.
Yeah.
Wow.
His last one, my dad is 71 years old. He's in excruciating pain in his lower back constantly.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 8 years.
My dad is he's old school, and so bringing him down to show the treatment and introducing to Dr. Tong, his last back surgery cost him $250,000.
Oh my goodness.
That was 8 years ago, and he has been miserable. After $200,000, over $200,000, that's only one surgery. Folks, that's how we waste all our tax dollars. You know, you listen to all these studies and this and that, okay? We are just throwing our money down the drain and hurting people.
So after having 4 back operations, he's still in pain. Did they do anything else after that?
He's in very much pain. Yeah, he's in very much pain. He moves very gingerly,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that was one of the reasons that him, me talking. We're a good 2-hour drive from Dr. Tong's office, but it was well worth it.
Yeah, he told me he has worse pain now than after his surgery.
That's correct.
How is he doing now? He's had one treatment, right?
No, my father has it. He went down with me for my third treatment, and I introduced him to Dr. Tong, and he's interested now coming back and seeing Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
I can estimate that within 1 or 2 treatments, most of his pain would be better. I said that all the time. You know, you just you have to hear this story over and over and over again before you believe in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that difficult once you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest problems is I'm a very impatient person. I want results yesterday.
The quick fix, right.
And I was gone here 3 weeks ago with my wife on a mini 3-day vacation. I met a gentleman who had a meniscus tear on the inside right knee identical to mine.
Mm-hmm.
He had surgery. It was a year and a half ago, and he told me he still has the pain. His knee will never be the same. And that's when I finally said, "Well, I'm not going to have
surgery. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see doctor. I can't live with something like that."
Yeah,
let me tell you, okay, what you say, your knee will never be the same. Cannot be. You're not sure. Okay, you come to me, I'll fix his knee. Okay. The second thing is that I listen to a person all the time, and you say that you're impatient. I'll fix your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make you more patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next time when you come in, you remind me about it.
So Jeff, just to recap, how long have you had this knee pain? You heard it.
I heard it was kind of ironic. It was one of those things when I first went to my medical doctor here in the valley, mm-hmm. my knee had swollen up.
Mm.
And they took 50 cc's of fluid out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Jeff, how did you hurt it? It was not hurting. I don't know what I did. I think I twisted it and it just, from work, and it just swelled up about a week later.
And now?
I had it drained. It felt fantastic.
Okay.
4 days later, I was playing some ball with my kids. I leaned over, stepped to my left. I felt the twinge in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
The pain was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It swelled up again. They took about 30 cc's of fluid out.
Yeah, this time will not happen.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just promising will not happen because you feel different.
Since then, it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything on it.
Do you feel your knee stronger now after my treatment? After my treatment?
Totally stronger.
Yeah.
Stronger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only three treatments. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully we'll have a follow-up interview with you and you'll be all better. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about your father next time.
That sounds great. God,
yeah.
I'll see you next week.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
That was Jeff on the line. He's had knee pain and three treatments. He's feeling so much better. Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Diane. Diane's been on our show before, show number 41, July 14th, if you guys want to hear her story. Hello, Diane.
Hi,
Evelyn. Hi, no talk.
Yeah. I know, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Doing well, better and better.
Oh, you sound great. Let me just recap for our audience a little bit, then you can kind of finish it up. Diane, you are a speech pathologist, is that right?
Yes,
for the past 25 years, she's from Orange County, and why don't you give us like a summary of everything that happened to you with Dr. Tong?
When I first went to Dr. Tong, it was basically to get answers because I had taken myself to five different specialists,
mm-hmm.
internists, neurologists, endocrine doctors,
mm-hmm.
and basically I felt like I was a chronic fatigue syndrome person,
mm-hmm.
and working in the neurological arena as a speech pathologist, I was also fearful of potentially MS.
Mm-hmm.
My path went through the biological dentistry arena, and I had all of my dental work replaced with biocompatible products.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the course of having my root canals replaced, lumps came up in my breast.
Okay.
And I wound up having to have one of them aspirated, and the doctors assured me that they were cancer-free, and they had not seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I came to Dr. Tong basically just to get more energy and to make sure I was free and clear of any immune system disorder.
Right. So you kind of need to do a detox, is that right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when you first came to me?
I was already in the middle of heavy metal detoxing, but I feel that you made everything happen quicker and better and with more impact.
Mm-hmm. So we speeded up the healing process.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I tell you, without our treatment, your healing will never be complete because the basic ingredient that they did not use is your life energy.
Mm-hmm.
When we lose this life energy at death, no treatment is any good. So the bottom line is still this life energy that we mm-hmm. still have to learn about our true self.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had pain, right? Neck, shoulder, knee pain, fatigue.
Right. I was having shoulder, neck pain on the left,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the majority of my root canals were. I had four root canals,
mm-hmm.
upper and lower, on the left side.
Okay.
Well, so how much have you improved here? How much pain you still have, fatigue and so forth? Can you summarize that?
I have no fatigue.
Nope.
Great.
I have boundless energy.
Fantastic.
And my threshold for gauging this is how my friends are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that at the peak of what was going on with me when I was at my worst point, I would sleep for 13 hours a night, and
wow.
when it was time to wake up, I would want to cry because I didn't feel like I had any sleep at all.
Mm. Yes.
And now I can sleep very little, and I have a much higher quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I have so much more energy, and I actually feel like I'm looking younger.
Yeah, you do.
I think you are.
No, honestly.
You sound younger, too.
Let me one of the reasons that you feel so much better also is a feng shui, which I want you to share what we did for you financially, romantically, and all over. Mm-hmm. Can you summarize what happened and then we did and what are the changes?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I'm in a new home in Irvine. It's brand new to me. I didn't want to make any mistakes. I had been reading about feng shui, and I was interested in increasing my happiness, my financial wealth, partnership, good friendships, meet better, more and higher quality people.
Yes.
And when the house got feng shui'd, everything seemed to just fall in my lap much easier.
Yes.
Professionally, more successes, more work, more financial wealth.
And not as difficult, correct?
Right.
How about your next life? You say that you told me that you always had abusive relationship in the past.
I've had a tendency to attract mostly people that had anger management problems.
That's no good.
Or, people that just didn't have it together and were basically angry with themselves and took it out on other people. I'm meeting much better people, people that are happier with themselves.
In fact, I met one of your new acquaintance. He is really a very nice guy. You know, I have never had a person afterwards come and shake my hand and talk to me. He's an attorney, and most of the time I don't like attorney that much, but he's a nice person.
Yes, he's not.
He's a very nice person. Yeah.
He's not a Doberman Pinscher.
Right.
He is a nice person. Mm-hmm. So yes, I sent him to you.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Welcome.
So do you have any other good news for us, Diane?
Just that I'm feeling better and better, and whether I need it or not, I still come to your office.
Yeah, let me ask you, how are you sure that some of the nice changes are due to the feng shui we did for you?
I can't be 1,000% sure other than only good things are happening.
Yes. Exactly.
And I can tell you an incident. I was shopping at Fashion Island one evening, and the parking lot was scattered with parked cars.
Yes.
And a lady hit a parked car, and the emergency brake was not on.
Oh, gosh.
And so she set this unmanned car in rolling action, and it started hitting cars, and I was watching the whole thing, and I was just praying it was not going to hit my Camry. And I don't know how this happened, but it hit the car next to me, and it hit the car behind me.
Oh, it didn't hit your car.
But it missed my car.
Great.
So I just, nothing, only good things have been happening.
Diane, that is so wonderful.
And I do want to have you come back again, because it's a new year, and I know the numbers have changed.
Right, it's a new year.
It's worth it, Diane, believe me.
Well, she knows it is. She's a smart woman. She's a smart lady. She knows what to do. Diane, we're going to have to get you on the line again. We have one more guest, so have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Todd.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay, let's get to our last guest, Charlotte. Let's get on the line. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, that's okay. Listen to all these good reports.
Great. Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do and just get right to your story.
Okay, I live in the San Gabriel Valley with my husband and raising our granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
We're both retired and we're both in very, very sick.
Okay.
And I'm a housewife.
Okay.
And taking care of that responsibility is my whole job because of not feeling well.
Right.
So I heard of Dr. Tong to a friend, and I listened to his radio show. And I know that the natural way is the best way for the body to heal because it does it naturally with no side effects.
Right.
So what I did, I borrowed some money to get a couple of treatments to see how I would feel. And I'm glad to report that my knees are doing much better. I don't need my cane all the time. I'm not in bed as I was before.
Okay.
I'm able to sleep all night without getting up for going because of the bladder. And my sciatic nerve is less painful. In fact, this past Thursday when I went to see Dr. Tong, 18, I was telling you about my shoulder, I couldn't lift it up, and he worked on it, and he said, lift it up, and I was afraid to, but I lifted up without any pain, and I thought that was just tremendous, because I haven't done that in over 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do before you went to see Dr. Todd? Did you want to go
see
the
commercial doctor? I went to many different doctors, and the same thing, I finally got tired of it, so my GP doctor recommended a 4+ like the orthopedics, and then they said I needed surgery. I needed 4. One would be for a knee replacement, a bladder surgery, the sciatic with the low back. I'd need something that the shoulder would have to be done.
Yeah.
A diabetic, and I have arthritis. Honestly, I come to Dr. Thomas with a list of conditions. The poor guy just looked at it.
I know, I see a list. Autoimmune disease, hypothyroidism, GERD, leg and knee pain, low back pain, sinus problem, ringing in the ears, cataracts, diabetes, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia. This is a long list. I haven't even done saying the list
yet. Whole textbook. But all those things are all related, and you don't let that scare you that much. When one thing gets better, the other thing gets better all over. No, we don't treat just one symptom at a time. We treat the whole person.
Right. Charlotte, can you tell me how long you've had these problems for?
Oh, for the last 25 years.
25 years. And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tom?
I just had my 4th one.
Okay.
Yeah, how much better do you feel now?
You know, I have a sense of well-being. That's
yes.
I really appreciate it. And that's the major, as you mentioned, when I first come to you, my spirits are much higher.
Right.
And now the body can heal because the mind is at peace because it's getting
right.
help.
Yes.
And the pain is less. I'm not completely without it, but it's getting less and less, and I'm able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful, and I feel that I have progressed very well. But sadly to say at this point, I don't know if I can continue my treatments because of finances.
That is
I would love to because I know that you've done more for me in the last 4 treatments than I've had in the last 5 years.
Wow.
25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have insurance, Charlotte?
I do, but it's not the one that you folks are able to accept at this point.
It's an HMO then, is that right?
Yeah. You see how sick our system is. We spend in 2000, $1.3 trillion. And most of the money are going down the drain for special interest. The interest not for the patient's interest.
Mm-hmm.
Not people are not interested in the truth. Okay, what I do, I tell you, you know, you hear this story over and over and over again, that one treatment, we raise your arm, one treatment, you will turn over, that you cannot turn over for 20 years. Not too difficult to treat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you just need to find people that are more interested in the truth, more interested in getting the patient better rather than getting their own benefit.
Yeah, well, I hope that you can continue treatments with Dr. Tom, Charlotte, because
I'm really praying about it because I really do need the treatment.
Yes.
I feel really hydrologetic and all this medicine that the doctors see if I can't take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning that way because it's really good.
Well, Charlotte, thank you for joining us. We'll have to talk to you soon. We're almost running out of time, okay? Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show. Call us at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on K-Bright, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.